So what you're saying is that war tax resistance is really a kind of a feature, maybe one of the important threads of many threads that make the cloth of some people's lifestyle?
Yeah, I mean, I would say a couple of things that I could point out to listeners as far as resources. One is a film called Act of Conscience from, I think, 1993. Narrated by Martin Sheen is the story of this couple in Western Massachusetts that had their house seized by the IRS. I went to the action when people were doing civil disobedience on the property while the IRS were trying to sell the house. It's all kind of covered in the movie, but I met these people. There's an elderly black couple, and now he's deceased, but she's in her 80s. Her name is Juanita Nelson, who lives in Massachusetts, and she is an organic farmer living below the taxable income level for the last 50 years at least, I can't remember exactly, and hasn't paid money for war since the 40s. You know, when you think about that, and you meet people that like that, and people that met, you know, and learned and got inspired themselves from people like Dorothy Day, from Ammon Hennessy, from people in the Catholic Worker Movement, or the International Workers, the Wobbly Movement, even people that have met Mother Jones, for goodness sake, you know. The people that run in these circles are, each one, you know, an inspiration. And hanging around them, you know, for me, just encourages me, gets rid of that black cloud that the Bush administration has put over my head because of listening to the news too much, you know, fires me to positive change and to continue working.